Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 14 Republicans voted with most Democrats to defeat the six-month temporary funding measure. House Speaker Mike Johnson told Fox News Hannity that while he's disappointed,
I don't think it's going to come to a shutdown. I believe we can get this job done.
Former President Trump's called for a government shutdown unless the package includes a law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. Republicans have not won New York in a presidential election since 1984, but the former president held a rally Wednesday on Long Island. His running mate, J.D. Vance, today will speak at the Business Roundtable. So will the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. The Federal Reserve went big with its first interest rate cut, down by half a percentage point, the first cut since 2020. Funerals in Lebanon for the 20 people killed yesterday in a second round of explosions targeting Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies. U.S. officials confirmed to ABC News Israel was behind the attack. This is ABC News. More testimony expected today in the Coast Guard hearing into the deadly implosion of a submersible on a tour to the Titanic. A mission specialist for OceanGate, the company behind the tour, will face questions. Five people died when the Titan imploded last year. Millions know him as Mr. Beast, but now popular YouTuber Jimmy Donaldson's facing a lawsuit over his reality show.
Five contestants are suing Donaldson's production company and Amazon, which acquired the streaming rights to Beast Game, claiming the show failed to provide fair wages. They also claim they endured unsafe working conditions, including harassment. The lawsuit says during taping this summer, several contestants ended up hospitalized, while others reported suffering physical and mental complications.
To ABC's Rian and Ali, it's being called a successful test flight after a hydrogen-filled balloon took off from the Gulf of Mexico, flew 19 miles into the sky. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The State Appeals Court will hear the effort by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to get off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. The three-judge Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Kennedy's appeal of a Dane County judge's Monday ruling that keeps his name on the ballot in November. A new AARP Wisconsin poll finds 48% of likely voters back Vice President Kamala Harris, while 45% support former President Donald Trump. RFK Jr. came in with 2% of support. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin leads Republican Eric Hovde 50% to 47%. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a $25 rebate for new purchases of endangered resources license plates through the end of the year. The agency is celebrating 30 years of the plates. They've been critical in funding conservation work for species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A voice for farmers.
A
Farmer's Vision for Agriculture. Wisconsin Farm View.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming, learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and grassroots policy process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
Farmers, vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm View.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming, learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and grassroots policy process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
A farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could have heavy rainfall or be on the strong side. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some severe, lows around 60 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a high around 79. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. Saturday night, showers and storms and 70 on Sunday. Right now, it's 68.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years. Here we go. All right. My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh,
go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. Loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, yeah, where it's George Strait real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking, 2 is coming, still no stopping, break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be, and 4 o'clock get up, get going, 5 o'clock at Rooster's Crow. Yeah.
a pickup truck. Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks, Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Temperatures mid to upper 60s, or low to mid 60s rather, this morning. Looks like we're going to see some showers and storms throughout the day. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Gary Crawford in with an outlook on agriculture exports for next year. That's coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Well, of course, the harvest time is a pretty dangerous time out on rural roads for not only motorists, but also for farmers alike. Of course, farmers having all of the big equipment out on the roads, and then the motorists in a hurry potentially, and some tips on keeping safe with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Of course, it's illegal to pass farm equipment in a no-passing zone regardless of the speed. Remember, that is the law here in Wisconsin. You have to wait until you enter a legal passing zone and can safely pass. And farmers, never signal or encourage drivers to pass in a no-passing zone. That's to avoid confusion and risk. If you can pull over, only if the road's shoulder is wide enough and stable enough to move completely out of the traffic lane. Now, remember, farmers, if you have very wide equipment, you are required by law to yield to the opposite lane to oncoming traffic. Yeah, you can't block both lanes of traffic. Left-hand turns, of course, clear communications between farmers and motorists are essential for left-hand turns. Motorists, remember, they may have the flashing yellows, and then they're going to have something additional for directionals, and the flashing yellows may continue. So keep that in mind. You want to make sure to double check what you're seeing. And again, if the equipment lacks signals, of course, farmers, you need to use those hand signals. Also, don't forget passing at controlled intersections. Even if it's legally able to pass, just remember you're coming up to an intersection and somebody might be pulling out into your lane of traffic. And of course, as always, be patient and be prepared as well. So some safety tips with Wisconsin Farm Bureau. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with a very special guest, Congressman G.T. Thompson, Chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. And I know so many people are cheering for you on the ag side of things.
The important thing that you should do when you're serving in public office is really to establish relationships and networks. And that's just not inside the Capitol. That's throughout your congressional district. And for me, it's throughout the agriculture industry. And I like to legislate by what I call the outside in. When you legislate from the inside out, which is normally what you do, you get a bunch of people in one room who are inside the Beltway of Washington. You know, you write a bill, hopefully you pass the bill. And then you go outside and try to convince everyone else that's the best thing since sliced bread. That is not the way I operate. I operate from the outside in, meeting with people. My travels have taken me to, at least 40 different states and one territory, talking agriculture and the diversity of American agriculture. And it has allowed me, really, to take those voices, to bring them to the table in what I call a tripartisan way. That's bringing Republicans, Democrats, and the people of American agriculture to the table, their voices. And as a result of that, we came up with a great farm bill, the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024.
Just give us a little update on where that farm bill is at.
And it passed out of committee with bipartisan votes. It's a bipartisan bill. It's got 40 provisions that were just led by Democrats. I'm a Republican. I didn't put them into the farm bill just because I was trying to win a vote. I'd never do that. I vetted those provisions, and they put the farm back in the farm bill. 140 measures are led by at least one Republican, one Democrat, then a whole passel of Republican-led provisions. And so, hoping to get to the House floor. At the same time, we are talking with the other three corners, Chairwoman Stabenow, the Senate Ranking Member Bozeman, and my ranking member, David Scott, about pre-conferencing. Our goal and our commitment is we will get this done by the end of the calendar year. The current farm bill expires the end of September, but because of the nature of these agriculture programs, by harvest season or calendar year, there's no real significant harm to wait until the end of the calendar year. We don't want to have to do an extension. We want to get our job done, and I appreciate the fact that the other three corners have really showed a commitment to that.
A lot of folks in the dairy industry, whether in production agriculture or agribusiness, tell them what's in it for dairy.
Sure. As someone who's came from a long line of dairy farmers, that's my farming heritage. Dairy is really important to me. As I travel around the country, I introduce myself as having milk with sawdust in it flowing through my veins. And so there's a lot of good stuff in here. I got a waiver from the Education Workforce Committee chair in order to attach my bill, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids, which would restore an option of whole milk and flavor back in our schools, giving our kids a better nutritional choice and a better tasting milk. I think that is probably the single most important thing that we could do, but it's not the only thing we've done. Recognizing when we have consolidation of dairy farms, surviving farms get a little bigger. And so this bill increases the amount of pounds that you can have insured from 5 million to 6 million pounds. We update, the cost factors. Right now we're dealing with cost factors that go back about 14 years. And so they're outdated, so we'll do real-time costs as we look at the cost of corn and soybeans, alfalfa. We put incentives there for, the purchase of and the utilization of whole milk, and really focusing on Class 1 in our pocketbooks of our American farmers when it comes to dairy farming, the Class 1 price that they get. I say I like to use what God has given me, and that's two ears and one mouth. So I try to spend twice as much time listening as I do speaking.
Congressman G.T. Thompson, it's been our pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good seeing you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Don't learn safety by accident.
Because accident, in most people's mind, mean that there's nothing that could have been done to prevent it. So we're trying to get the word across of preventable incident.
The theme of this year's National Farm Safety and Health Week, Dan Needed of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety.
That's the overarching theme for the week. But then there's daily themes, equipment and rural roadway safety, health and wellness, generations, talking from kids to grandparents, farming. Thursday is confined spaces, grain bins, manure pits. Friday is actually reporting ag injuries.
More information is available online at necasag.org. Click the link to National Farm Safety and Health Week. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Not yours and baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Get it right, one night at a time. Oh, I think about you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now, what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time.
All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time.
This goes on and on.
All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait and One Night at a Time here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, 62 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk down 3 to 23.57. November up 10 to 22.93. December up 6 at 21.71. January steady at 20.45. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels up 5 3/4 to 2.62 1/4. 40-pound blocks down 3 1/4 to 2.24 1/2. 3 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 8 to 3 1/2. No trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down 1 to 138 1/4. 5 trades. Dry weigh steady at 59 1/2. And no trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are called mixed today. Cattle futures showed limited price movement Wednesday as cash cattle trade had not developed, and traders' attentions began to look ahead to the cattle on feed report to be released on Friday, so a lot of positioning with that. Meanwhile, hog markets, they showed similar activity with contracts trading in a limited range, finding limited fundamental support. October live cattle open the day at 178.30, December 179.85, February 181.07. September feeder cattle open at 242.82, October 239.95, November 238.12. October hogs open at 82.05, December 73.87, February at 77 even. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. Wheat continues their correction downward. Winter wheat planting is beginning to get underway. That's providing some pressure. Now, corn and beans are also moving mostly lower as harvest pressure continues to work into the market. We do have some rain that could slow up the harvest just a bit, but it's also helping with maturity as well. So that's adding additional pressure. Plus, some expectations of some of those increasing Chinese purchases didn't really materialize yesterday, and so that had beans and even corn moving mostly lower this morning. December corn now down 3 1/4 to 409 1/2. March and May down 3. March at 427 3/4. May 438 1/2. New crop 25 down 2 to 447 3/4. November beans down 7 to 1007. January down 6 1/4 to 1025 1/4. March down 6 1/4 to 1039 1/2. And new crop 25 down 4 1/4 to 1059 1/4. October soybean meal down 30 cents this morning to 317.60, while October soybean oil up 3 cents to 41.02. Chicago wheat, December down 7 3/4 to 568. March down 7 1/2 to 587 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December down 6 to 610 1/2. March down 5 3/4 to 632 1/4. Energy markets this morning, October crude oil up 58 cents to 71.49. November up 73 cents to 70.61. And October, November gas both up 2 cents. October at 203. November at 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn $3.58, cash and new crop beans $9.29. Big River Resources, Boyceville cash corn $3.67 3/4, October and new crop $3.62 3/4, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $3.65, October $3.70. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound Cash and New Crop Corn $3.57. Cash Beans $9.59. New Crop $9.39. Allied Cooperative Blair Cash and New Crop Corn $3.63. Cash and New Crop Beans at $9.34. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn $3.71. New Crop $3.68. Cash Beans and New Crop at $9.50. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn $3.52, New Crop $3.60, Cash Beans $9.64, New Crop $9.46. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $174 to $191, Holstein fed cattle $161 to $177, market cows $90 to $133, bulls $141 to $170, calves $280 to $880, beef steers $170 to $315, Holstein steers $150 to $237. Sheep markets, market lambs $180 and down, light lambs $200 and down, ewes $105 and down, rams $200 and down, goat markets, does and bucks $185 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs $50 to $190, fed lambs $140 to $160, ewes $65 to $85. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Limited time left. Are you ready to seize a unique investment opportunity that could save you in taxes for 2024 and help you secure your financial future? Goldman Sachs predicts oil to remain in the $70 to $100 range. So why not invest in the uptrend now? That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you are an SEC-accredited investor with at least $100,000 in liquid assets, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's exclusive projects and a significant tax write-off for 2024. But hurry, there's limited time left this year to benefit from the incredible tax incentive. Imagine nearly 100% of your investment being deductible for 2024. Don't miss out on this limited-time opportunity to create monthly income for up to 20 or more years to come. Call 800-287-6691 now and connect to a knowledgeable Encore Energy representative. Encore is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call Encore Energy now at 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling out. Tattoo, a or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Stranger, my face you never see. God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
On a windy night, a beat up Chevy van, loaded it up with our innocent dreams and all the love we had. Didn't know then how hard it was living on our own. I'd find her crying late at night, talking to the folks back home.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. So what's the outlook for U.S. agriculture trade for 2025? Gary Crawford has the latest forecast.
U.S. ag export values have gone down in 2023 and 24 and are not likely to improve in 2025.
We're facing export competition and weak Chinese demand.
And some other export challenges as well. This from the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Seth Meyer. Just the other day, USDA released its first official trade forecast for the 2025 fiscal year that starts in October.
What this report indicates is a decline of $4 billion into $169.5 billion for exports, an increase of $8 billion on imports to a total of $212 billion for fiscal year 25, which means a rising trade deficit of $42.5 billion forecast for fiscal year 25, up from a revised $30.5 billion trade deficit the prior year. That's on the order of about 35% increase in the trade deficit.
Wow. So why are U.S. ag export values down so much?
A lot of this is tied to falling commodity prices and the world getting much more comfortable with where supplies of corn, beans, wheat, cotton all are relative to where we were at perhaps between 2020 and 2023.
When there were major uncertainties about the available supplies of many ag commodities, today those uncertainties are pretty much gone. Prices have come down to reflect ample supplies. Now, one other point that Seth makes is that U.S. commodities are still being bought and sold. In fact, sales and shipping volumes for many commodities are expected to rise next year.
Yes, volumes are up a little bit, but that's because in order to move product, a more abundant product, you're having to see some price declines to move some of that stuff out the door.
Seth Meyer says it's becoming harder and harder to get those products out the door. Of course, in today's ag world, most farmers depend directly or indirectly on exports for much of their incomes. And so what happens in the export market can have a major effect on farm profits.
I think we're approaching quickly this transition from good profit years to really tough margin years, and we're doing it very quickly.
So 2025 could be a belt-tightening year for farmers who depend on exports. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Active weather today in our ag weather forecast as scattered showers and thunderstorms will move across the region in two different bands today. We'll have stronger storms later this afternoon and into this evening. Now, active weather is also expected through the weekend. Temperatures will begin to cool off to more seasonal norms early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 57 to 62%, south winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, a 90% chance of showers and storms, some could be severe, lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20, anywhere from two-tenths to three-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 40 to 45%, west winds at 5 to 9, 11 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers, highs 65 to 70. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers, highs 65 to 70.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Biodegradable plastic mulch is an alternative to regular plastic mulch in crop production. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's being field tested this year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Using black plastic mulch for growing fields of vegetable crops helps conserve moisture and suppresses weeds, but it's a pain to pull up at the end of the season. You also need a place to dispose it. Researchers at Iowa State University's Horticulture Research Station are testing various types of biodegradable plastic mulch on pepper plants. I was there in early August to learn more about the experiment. Ajay Nair is a vegetable extension specialist. He says they want to see how much of the biodegradable mulch is left and are also testing how it affects plant growth.
So far, things look okay. You can see some subtle differences in the height and the greenness, and we will be measuring some chlorophyll measurements here, plant height, stem diameter, to document more the science behind what's actually happening. We have also buried sensors in there to see how much of a temperature rise do we get using these mulches as compared to the traditional white and black plastic mulch. Soil temperature is another thing we are constantly measuring.
You'll pay about twice as much for biodegradable mulch compared to the regular plastic, but Nair says there are other cost savings.